Okay.
Cool. Minutes should be floating around for May 5th and May 14th, so I'd entertain a motion.
Let's do this.
To accept the minutes?
To accept the minutes.
I'll second, but I do have one typo.
Okay.
On page 7, which refers to me as Chairman Barthel.
Okay. You got it right. Didn't you see that?
On the 5th. It's on, on the first, yeah. On the first one.
Page 7.
Make that page 7. I mean, in this.
Yeah. Well, we should get more money today. Anything else?
There's tons. It's super.
Oh, it's a van.
Okay, nothing. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Resolutions, resolution 136. We don't need to vote on it. I did speak to one of the people from the network today, and they still don't have a sponsor, but they are working on some other things. I told them, look, when you get there, let me know. So.
Yeah. And when they, if and when they have a plan that they could come and talk to us about, I feel like
that's why. Yeah, kind of left it on, figuring something came up, but at this point, we'll just, something comes up.
So, you know, that stuff is over at the end of the month.
Yeah, that's right. So, I'm not worried about it, to be honest with you. So, actually, I'm going to take 2 seconds to, I want to thank everybody. I think the additional work in that additional meeting with the trail and the show can, I think there's a lot of people did a lot of legwork. And once again, I'll thank the staff in the office up here for doing a lot of stuff. But I think everybody came up with some real good questions, and it worked out. So I appreciate everybody doing their due diligence on it. Resolution 236, approving execution of contract in excess of $50,000 by the County United Way of Ulster County, Inc., Office of Employment and Training. Motion?
Motion.
Second. Okay.
Discussion.
Discussion. Tracy?
When I was reading through the schedule, the $194,000, it's not just for payroll services, it's also the actual payroll of the employees, or is it 194? It's payroll services. But then, as I read it, I was like, well, we're really paying $194,000. I'm a little, maybe someone's going to take care of me. Yeah, I read the paper. I read it, but what I'm asking is this $194,000 just for their services, and then we pay? I guess then I'll simplify the question. If this $194,000 and change is just for the services, how much is the payroll for these temporary employees estimated to be?
It says the total of these three payments, $175,000 and change, represents approximately 90% of the program allocation set aside for participant cost allocation currently equals $194,000. Balance of 19 and change will be payable upon the firm's submission of documentation of actual program and administrative expenses.
So the 19 is just the administrative expenses, all the rest is the actual payment to the... Okay, so the expense? Okay, then that's fine.
Anything else? Yep, July 1 through 10/31. Okay, anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Approval execution of contract access with Woodstock Law System Employment Training. Second. Okay. Discussion? If none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Section 238, authorizing Ulster County Executive to apply for and accept Section 5310 federal and state funding from the New York State Department of Transportation for the purchase of one ADA vehicle. Move.
For discussion.
Discussion.
Second.
Okay. Discussion.
what kind of bus?
It is an 11-passenger gas engine bus. And it really is not an ADA bus. Is there a way of changing this wording on this? Is that it? What it is it's a bus to coordinate senior services with the Office of City Agency. They pay us to transport seniors, and they bought their van, and it's got 178,000 miles on it, so we're trying to get another bus thing.
But there's no wheelchair access?
Yeah, no, there's wheelchair access with 11 passengers.
So that is an ADA?
Yes, it is ADA. It meets ADA regulations, but it's not really an ADA bus. It really is used for, it will be for the Office of the Agent exclusively.
But it is an ADA compliant vehicle.
Yep.
It accepts wheelchairs. So.
Yeah, so that's what they're saying in here, yeah.
Purchase of one ADA vehicle for the use of ADA compliant?
Because you can put compliant vehicle in there, yeah. That'll do the trick. I just don't want the state of New York, not to go to the grand jury, that's worded incorrectly.
Okay.
Okay.
It's listed a couple times in the resolution as ADA. Okay, so let's go with a motion to amend.
Well, before you get that
part. Okay.
I mean, the wording of the resolution is to authorize the executive to apply and accept federal and state funding for this bus. Now, if you look at the fiscal impact, it's all county dollars being spent. Are we going to buy it and then try to get reimbursed for it? Is that what we're doing?
No, it won't be bought. We're going to put a grant in, and it will be 90% reimbursed by the state of New York.
Well, then the fiscal impact is going to be in.
Yeah, because this is about $131,000. Yeah, so fourth whereas. Total project cost is $298,000 over a 3-year period. Purchase price of ADA vehicles, $58,000. Operating costs are $80,000. Olson County Area Transit is applying for federal reimbursement share in the amount of up to $166,480, 80% of vehicle cost, $446,400, and 50% of operating costs, or $120,000. So.
So for the vehicle, it's 80% reimbursement for operating. It'll be 50% reimbursement. And what the operating is for the extended area, we're required to go 3/4 mile off route for ADA passengers. We go 1.5 miles off route because we're so rural in this county. So this will help offset some of those costs that we incur for going further distance.
And are some of these dollars then, where it says county dollars, where the county outlays it, then we get reimbursed, so.
No.
Okay, so.
The count is the 50% portion.
Right.
And the 20%.
But just for clarification, at the moment, the county is paying 100%. So basically what it's going to do is pick up 50% of our competitive cost.
So the revenue, what's listed as revenue dollars, is actually the grant money you're going to apply for.
That's it.
And the county impact is roughly $131,000.
Right.
Other discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Do you want to
need a motion?
Okay, let's do we'll take the motion to note that it'll be ADA compliant. Yes, the fourth whereas.
It's the third one as well.
Third one.
Where if it says ADA.
Yeah. I think there's those
And then at the beginning.
The title.
The title.
Yep. Okay. Okay. So motion then for that amendment?
I'll make
amendment. Okay. Discussion on it? Okay. Then all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And then the resolution as amended then?
Second.
Okay, Tracy. Other discussion? Then all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All right. Thank you. 246, setting public hearing for the sale and or transfer of 25 South Manor Avenue, Kingston, New York, to the Ocean County IPA. The second?
For discussion?
Discussion.
What building is this?
For the information services that's located.
And that is? And we're going to sell the building? We want to sell the building? Is that it?
The building. Roof and we've got a couple of interested parties approaching the building. This transfer to the RDC would give us an offer that builds in a period of time for us to move the information services.
And then what happens with the money when the building is sold?
It goes to the county.
So it comes back from the...
Where does it go?
Where does the money go? Does it go into general fund?
Yeah, it goes to our balance.
Okay.
Other discussion? Carl?
Mr. Chairman, what are the plans to relocate? Do you have an idea where you're going to relocate?
I think that there are several options that are good to look at. And obviously, room at the BRC is one of the options we can score, but we don't have a final plan yet.
So you're going to create a local development corporation?
We have a local
corporation. We have one, okay.
I can't say the 25 South Manor Avenue is being talked about with its problems that the roof came on the floor. There's been numerous problems. Everybody should, if they have the time, take a tour of it and where all of the computers are kept to produce all of the bills. Bring in 10,000 letters, folded stuff, and don't come back in 2 days. Come back in about 20 minutes. I mean, copiers the size of this table. I mean, it's quite an operation, and that does need to be taken into consideration to protect all of that. And that the roof, they've been talking about this roof caving in for 10 years.
Obviously, some issues. There's a good opportunity to look at some other options.
Okay,
I'll get Tracy.
What is the time frame for looking at other options?
So we're not going to have to go purchase anything.
This one could go into an existing.
Will this move impact some of the legislation we've already passed for the IT upgrades and those type of things? The money that we've appropriated.
I think as we look at that, there's a high modification of the IT area, but we have to operate in-house versus if you want to accommodate spaces along that. I was just thinking, when you move something, you upgrade or, you know, you don't take all the equipment, it's really not working. And the legislation we passed probably had a budget line, to
replace some things, but if we're going to replace everything, obviously that's going to impact the budget.
No, it'll be
part
of the budget.
Anything else?
What's the size of the building that you're going to need as a quote or replacement?
It's been put off for a long time. It's the opportunity to move forward and take it off of the accounting inventory and move on.
Put it on the tax roll.
But it would move it, allow us to move IS into a better, more secure, appropriate space.
How small is that? Carl, this building.
I just have two questions. The move itself, we're going to have to appropriate funds to move it, and you're probably going to have to get private contractors to do the connection to the service provider now, Light Tower. So probably be the one who's going to create the core network in the new building. Why is, if it's the roof that's failing on this building, have we looked at what it would cost to engineer to repair it?
We have, and it's been a point of contention for a long time, but it's not, it'd be smarter to move that infrastructure than to
invest in it. It's probably going to disrupt the IT of the county for...
This resolution basically transfers from the beginning process of moving forward. We don't have a plan in place, but we know that there's...
With the LDC, if and when we transfer to the LDC in terms of the sale, you mentioned that their interest has been expressed, so I'm not sure how that interest gets expressed, but if and when they put it up for sale, is it open to be purchased by anyone, or do they go and make a direct agreement with someone?
Luckily, we have another property listed with a commercial real estate broker.
Okay. Do you have the option with the LDC of not doing that, or just making, I would advocate doing that, something that's an open process, but...
I wouldn't think the board would want to do that.
Okay.
I think we'd advocate it. Normally when a county surpluses property, again, it's public auction or a sale bid, and you don't have any flexibility, again, to address how we transition our IS as part of this, whereas using the LDC model, it gives us that flexibility if you get to do a... hire a broker and
right, that. Which has always been one of the explanations for the creation of an LDC or legalization.
It's pretty common sense.
Yeah.
And do you go ahead and get it assessed before you figure out what your price point would be?
Anything else? Okay, if not, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? New business? Any new business? Old business? New or old?
I'm not sure how we want to classify
it.
Somewhere in between. We had talked previously about having a conversation about the progress with regards to broadband and what's going on, and wonder if we could have Bob come and kind of give us an update on, you know, what has been done to date or what needs to be done and where we're going with it.
Okay. For next meeting?
That'd be great.
And Suzanne will be here as well for next meeting. Okay. New world, middle age, any other kind of business?
I think it said none, and it already printed in there, so I figured we were skipping everything.
Okay. All right, then.
I'll make a motion for adjournment.
Second. Jim, all in favor?
Five.
Okay. Good day, everybody.
I've never been in a meeting in short.
Yeah.
We had law enforcement.